Hi everyone, I'm Luis from LuisReviewer.com here. I haven't done a video blog in a very while, but today I wanted to do one, and you can catch on my YouTube channel, my podcast. I'm putting the videos on YouTube. You can also catch them on any place you hear a podcast where I have my reviews. I've done a few. I did one for the Oscars. I've done a few things. So if you're interested and want to see it, you can go to my webpage. There's the link. You will find it there, or you can just go to where you search for podcasts and search for World of Entertainment. But anyway, that's not the point of this video. What I wanted to do is that when it comes to music, I've done a few videos about ranking songs or ranking albums, and I'm going to try to keep doing that. I'm going to search which artists I haven't done yet. But I wanted to do something different. I wanted to take one album that I like. It could be a classic one, something new, or favorites of mine and all that. And I'm going to call those videos track by track, because I want to go track each track on the album and just tell you why I like it, why I don't like it, something like that. And so I'm going to do a few of those videos. This one will be the first one. I'm going to be recording a few today that I'm going to release maybe a few days in between. So I hope you like them. Anyway, I'm going to start with an album that I just bought it on vinyl, I think last week. And when it came out, I loved it. But as I re-listened to it, I have to say that I loved it even more. So I'm going to be talking about it. And it's I know, I mean, this artist has done a lot of classic albums. Right since he was a Beatle and as a solo artist. And I'm talking about Paul McCartney. And I'm going to be doing, I'm waiting to receive the Plastic Ono Band 50th anniversary issue to do this track by track with listening to that vinyl. Sorry. But anyway, I wanted to talk about this album. This album is called New. It was released in 2013. Now, Paul's next album was Egypt Station, and that album reached number one. That didn't happen for New. I think New, it was a successful album. In terms of the charts, it was number three, and number three on both the UK and America. So it was a success, but when you ask me, I don't know how Egypt Station got to number one when this one didn't. But that's just me. You know, I prefer this album. so yeah, and the album is, I think is unique in a way because it has various producers. I think it was Giles Martin was involved, Paul Epworth, Mark Ronson, Ethan Jones. Johns, I don't know those. I only know Giles Martin because he's been involved in the Beatles remaster, and he's done a great job. So he executive produced the record. It was released, I think the first single was New. Let's go straight now to the tracks by tracks. Now all the tracks were written by Paul. Sorry. Except Save Us, Queenie I, and Road, which were co-written with Paul Epworth. So let's go to the tracks by tracks. So the album opens up with the song Save Us. It's a great rock and roll song. I like it. It's a great way to open the album. The guitars sound cool. I think he played on the record with his touring band. I'm not so sure. I don't think this is one of those albums where he played everything. Yeah, I'm saying that Rusty Anderson, which is Abe, and yeah, I think he played the album. I'm sure Paul put a lot of the instruments, but he played the album with his touring band. So Save Us. Save Us, written by Paul. Clever lyrics. I think it goes up to Paul's style. But I like the guitar riff. It's a cool little guitar riff. It's a cool little song. Paul did a great job with the vocals. And I thought it was a good way to open the record. You know, with kind of the up tempo, typical Paul song. So I think he played it a little bit safe in that way. But I love the opening of the album, and I think it's a great song to start it. The second track is called Alligator. Now this one is a little bit more, I'm gonna say Paul trying to be more up to now in the sound. The lyrics again, I think they were good lyrics. I think they were clever. I mean, when you take a look at the, I mean, it's kind of. I really like the. There was a part in the lyrics where it says that he knows why everybody's doing better than him, and you know, it's a cool little song. I still don't know what the alligator means, but anyway. I don't mind. I think it was a cool song. And again, like I said, it has a kind of a different sound. So I think Paul just kind of I won't say experimented, but it's just I like the sound of the song. I like the feel of the track. And now we go to the third song. Now, if you're a Beatles fan and you know of Paul McCartney and John Lennon, which I mean, I love all the Beatles, but of course the main songwriters for are Paul and John. And when they went to their solo careers, John Lennon went to the path where his music, I thought John was an open book. Paul just kept writing hits. And I want to say this because to me this album is one of the few albums where I think Paul opened up. You know, and you can feel that the lyrics are semi biographical, and for Paul, that is not normal. Not normal, but he doesn't do it often. And he has done it in the past with songs like "Let It Be" and "Hey Jude," which masterpieces. But he does it less than Lennon in the solo career, let's say. Of course, he has written songs about Linda and his and "My Love" and all that. But this one, and a lot, and a couple of other songs, talk about his growing up, his childhood. I think, and that begins with "On My Way to Work," where he's basically just telling how it was when he was working on a bus. I don't remember if he actually worked like that, but it kind of does describe London life maybe as he was growing up. And I think it's a beautiful song. I kind of love it that it feels honest and all that. very British, you know, the double deck bus, where he talks about the girl in the water ski. I think it was a beautiful and how he talks about his dreams, the dreams he had. Of course, the dream of being a musician came true for him. So there we go with "On My Way to Work." That's the third track on the record. And now we go to the fourth track. The fourth track is my favorite on the record. It's "Queenie Eye." I think the song, I don't know what "Queenie Eye" is, but I love the rhythm of the song. I love the words, as silly as they may be. Not silly, they're clever. I mean, taking chances, if romances seldom came. I mean, don't pick a fight you're gonna lose. This is, I mean, it's a great track. And if you haven't seen the music video with all the stars, mimicking the song and singing and dancing. I just love the track. I love the happiness in it, the up tempo in it, the performance, the everything about it. It's an amazing song. I mean, I really like it. And I loved the one he played it on the Grammys with Ringo on drums. That was a cool one. Okay, moving on. The fifth track we get "Early Days." Now this one, if you can listen to it and you know what he's talking about. And I just found it so beautiful that he was talking about his when he and John weren't in the Beatles yet, you know, famous, and they would write their songs. They ride around with the guitars and all that. Man, I think, and being an acoustic track and the sentiment the Pulse adds to it, it's just such a beautiful, beautiful song. so it really gets to me, the lyrics, the love that he describes those days. Of course, he's also defending himself about who did this and who did that. I understand his point, and he's right. No one really knows, but so it's a beautiful track. And then we get New, the to finish side one, and that song is just like I think we can all relate to that. We don't know what's gonna be, and I think this is just my interpretations. I'm not Paul. And I didn't write it, but I feel like maybe he was just looking at when the Beatles started, they were new, they didn't know where they were going, and I just love the whole lyric, the whole, it's way too soon to see what's gonna be. Don't look at me. I never knew what I could be, what I could do, because then we were new. I mean, it's just such a clever way of expressing that feeling. And with this one, we close the first side of the album. Now, in the past, I was not that into the second side, but as I bought it and re-listened to it, I got into it. I think Appreciate, which is the song that starts the second side, has a beautiful message. The music is a little bit slower in the tempo, and but it's still a good song. I think I kind of appreciated the lyrics, trying to appreciate the day, and he wrote it before all the pandemic, which makes us really have to appreciate even more each day that God gives us. Of course, again, then Everybody Out There, which is a cool little song. Osana is a good ballad. It was just the other track, and I can bet. It's the last track that I like of the album. The album has two more. I like the up-tempo music of I Can Bet. The lyrics, I think they're clever again. I Can Bet, You'll Never Guess. It's just such a, it's a fun song. It's a fun song. Then you get Looking At Her and Row. Those are the last two tracks of the album. Those two tracks, as I re-listened to them, I couldn't get into them even now. But when you consider that this record, I mean, it has 12 songs, and for me, 10 out of them are great. So this has to stand as one of Paul's best records. And if we look at it at his current records, I believe he stands among his best with Chaos and Creation. So that's my take on the track by track of Paul McCartney's album, New, released in 2013. If you haven't listened to it, give it a shot. I think it's a good record. So I'm gonna try to do the next video is gonna be a little bit longer because I'm gonna be taking a look at my album as I grew up. This record, I took it everywhere with me, and you have to see it on the when the next video is released. So take care and listen to good music. And see the movies, and take care.